In a car especially, just mm-hmm. it just gets me to.
You cramped up?
I just can't take it off.
I love it though. I like
that
to travel.
Pickup truck there, I got the seats up high, mm-hmm. and it don't hurt me as bad riding a pickup truck as it does a car. It's down lower, you know, and on long trips.
That probably pickup truck probably lets you sit up straighter.
Yeah.
Better for you.
And your feet fall out, pal. Just don't bother me near as bad.
That Camperville lamb's got.
Didn't you tell me you'd had that pickup truck pretty good while?
I was born in 1966.
Oh, how many miles you got on that?
Oh, not quite 100.
100?
100,000, I mean.
That's a pretty good number of miles.
Right, right. It sure has been a good one. I've took good care of it, though.
We haven't been a long, real long time.
You grease it all yourself?
Yeah, no, I haven't greased up down in the service station. Go in and get pictures of it and bring it out here.
What?
A truck when it was brand new.
No, I don't know where it is.
It's in Young World and Road Pictures.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Talking about traveling around, you ever been down and around in Florida and any of
that? Yeah,
we went down in Florida.
That's
and
why
my
got
son, he was working for a company in Selma then, and this man worked, he was working for one of them. He owned a house, camping house down there. And he let him go down there every year and stay in that mm-hmm. house and wouldn't charge him nothing. So we go down there and stay 3 or 4 days sometimes.
Whereabouts in Florida is that?
What's the name of that town now?
All of them go down here.
Is it
Panama City? Panama City. Mm-hmm. We stayed right across from the ocean. He had a big place down there. His yard was fenced in. It was a real pretty place, and he had air conditioning. But he had several rooms.
Didn't cost nothing to stay in that man that he was working for him.
It was furnished up there, pretty great. Air conditioning.
If you stay in a motel down there, you can't hardly stay just by yourself for less than $18 to $20.
I know it. This was real nice.
I did some interviews like this down around in Florida. In fact, I traveled over most of the state of Florida. I was in the city for
sign there on my tailgate because I bought while I was in Florida. It says,
he saw it yesterday.
You looked at it yesterday. Got that while I was in Florida.
You mentioned going up to North Carolina. You ever been into South Carolina?
We come through South Carolina and go through that too. Unless
and
we come back. Now sometimes we come back by, what's the name of that town in Tennessee where we get to Chattanooga?
Knoxville,
Tennessee.
That's
come
one school up there.
Huh?
If you're up there and next time you're up there, I'll be up there to August in Knoxville. I'm going to school there. I'm out on the Gatlinburg Highway. You've
been to Gatlinburg too.
So if you come by, you just stop and give me a call. I'll give you my number before I leave. Come by up there.
I'll go up there
or something. That'll give you a place to drive anyway.
We come through Knoxville, then on into Chattanooga, down by Valley Head, where we used to live when I was working in Valley Head.
And that's where our son lives. He spent his vacation up there at that call. What's the name of that place?
Where?
Well, there's selling those lots for homes and things up there.
Mentone up on top of Lookout Mountain.
This was over in Tennessee.
It is on
the it was the nicest place over there when we went.
Was that around Gatlinburg where it was selling?
No, it was over in close to Knoxville, Tennessee. It was, there's just a lot of people. He liked to bought one, but it's so far from home, you know, and you'd had to have somebody to sing after.
There was a fellow worked out in the woods with us named Luke when he was working about here out on Lookout Mountain. He lived out there on Lookout Mountain. And this Elam boy was here married a girl that lived born and raised.